this Friday, I get to go to Rolog again. One of my favorite things to do, go do my show Farm Talk at Rolog, Western Minnesota Steam Threshers Reunion. A lot of you folks take the Downer Road to get there. Some of you go through Hawley. And I guess for those of you who slow down to the appropriate speed when you're going through Hawley, you'll probably never meet this guy, but if you don't, he might be peering through your window, but we get to visit with him on the radio now. Scott Steer of Hawley. Hello, Scott.
Hey, Mick. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
Good.
And thanks for keeping Hawley safe there.
Well, thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Do our best.
All righty. And yeah, you know, I've always, the speed limit's 50 miles an hour through Hawley. It used to be like 40, wasn't it?
It was 45, and then they extended the zone out a little further, and they raised it up to 50.
Yeah, so it's a lot easier to obey the law now. So
it is.
But I bet there's no shortage of people to pull over, though. So, all right, heads up for those of you heading to Rolog this weekend. Now, those of you who are going, there is a special event. Now, I know it's it's Minneapolis. There's a lot of great things happening, as always, but there's also something very special going on. And, Scott, tell us all about this great event happening at the Western Minnesota Steam Threshers Reunion this weekend.
Well, I tell you, Mick, Western Minnesota Steam Threshers is just an incredible event. It's where the walking, talking, living museum comes to life, and you travel back in time, and just there's so much going on for people of all ages, men and women alike. You know? So, just got some great things. A lot of great people come together, one big happy family out there. So,
yeah, and a lot of people go there every year, but some go like maybe once every 2 to 5 years, and this might be a good year to go.
This will be a great year with the Minneapolis Expo. It's an expo year, so we expect large crowds and just a great time and some very unique and incredible equipment coming in through the gates and for people to come out and see.
All right, but now, a special event this weekend. Tell us about Kelvin.
We do. Kelvin Eichberg. Young 6-year-old boy that's going through a battle that nobody would ever want to see happen to anyone that they love or know, and battling stage 3, a rare form of brain cancer. And my sister this summer got to meet the Eichbergs and kind of got to know them a little bit, and while visiting with them found out that Kelvin and his family really enjoy going to Rolog like many do. And they asked my sister if she kind of knew anything about Rolog, and she chuckled and said, I've got 2 brothers that are members there, and just kind of got talking about it and decided that if they wanted to come up this year for Rolog, that we'd try and do something special for the family and see what we can do. So,
all right. And, so what's happening this weekend for Kelvin?
Well, Kelvin, what we decided to do, and it's going to be tough, Kelvin, as you'd know, I'm 6 years old and going through the battle, he has his ups and downs, and last week was back in the hospital for another surgery, so unsure if he's going to make it or not. We sure pray that he does, that he makes it to Rolog, and we're able to do something for him. And with the uncertainty of his health and how, strong he feels, we decided, we'll designate a shuttle just for him and his family. A shuttle wagon to transport them around the grounds. We'll have the driver and conductor that'll basically be his personal tour guides. And, so unsure, how much he'll be up for. Just kind of put something out there to the members to see what all they were willing to do. And I tell you what, Mick, they jumped on board, and everyone's willing to jump in. So whether it be the blacksmith shop or Kelvin will be able to go pound some iron, to running a steam engine and learning kind of some of that stuff, going through the parade on a steam engine, or different things like that, and just about every area out there, from Main Street where you got the ladies building and different things, to the gas engines, the steam engines out in the sandbox with the steam shovels. Everybody's on board. So if our chaperones or chauffeurs bring Keldon and his family to that area, they're just going to, he'll be able to jump in and become a member. And the board actually graciously has made, we're going to present Keldon with a lifetime membership out there too.
So. Oh, fabulous. That's really cool. Way to go, Scott.
And the very least we can do for a little guy that's going through quite the struggle. So.
And a fan of the Steam Threshers reunion. Now, Friday, in exactly 4 days from right now, the 2 o'clock parade will begin, and I'll be broadcasting live there. I hope to see Calvin going through the parade on one of the big steam engines.
Well, hopefully he'll have his big smile. I've never met him yet. I guess I haven't even spoke with his family. Just my sister and my brother have, but can't wait to do so. We've actually, one of our members out at Rolock donated their big fifth wheel camper for the family to come use for the whole weekend. So,
alrighty.
And that's exciting. So then they've got their place to stay, and so hopefully, yeah, he'll be up for it, and big smile will be coming across. And Keldon actually has they got a Facebook page for Keldon. It's Keldon, KALDYN, Keldon's Journey on Facebook, and I can follow along. Different things going on. They've had some benefits in that form too, so lots of information there.
All righty. Well, good old Minnesota Nice and Thrasherman's Nice, huh?
Yeah. it's an exciting time of year, Mick, and can't wait. Can't wait to see all the smiles and the happy faces. I get to see lots of them being in charge of the transportation crew out there, so get to see them come through. And we do make sure our drivers are doing the speed limit with the shuttle. So.
Yeah, right. Very good. All right, Scott Steer of Hawley, Minnesota, a member of the Western Minnesota Steam Threshers Reunion, Calvin, KALBYN, out there this weekend. Hopefully we'll see him. And hey, Scott, thanks for the info, and we'll see you out there this Friday.
Mick, I appreciate so much and all you do, sir.
No problem. It is what we do, being good to people. So thank you.
Absolutely.
Yep. Bye now, Scott.